The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory
to you. A leper came to him and kneeling down begged him and said, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand, touched the leper and said to him, "I do will it, be made clean." The leprosy left him immediately, and he was made clean. Then, warning him sternly, he dismissed him at once. Then he said to him, "See that you tell no one anything, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them." The man went away and began to publicize the whole matter. He spread the report abroad so that it was impossible for Jesus to enter a town openly. He remained outside in deserted places, and people kept coming to him from everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. "I do will it, be made clean." These words that Christ speaks to the leper are the same words he speaks to each of us. And we might think of these words also in a couple of other senses. I do will it, be made whole. I do will it, be healed. In our day, though Christ isn't necessarily standing physically present here with us, right in front of us, immediately healing us of all our ailments, he is still here with us. It's through his holy sacraments that he is present. In the sacrament of confession especially, which we should make often, he cleanses us again and again, just like he did the leper in today's gospel. And in the Blessed Sacrament, in the Eucharist, his body, blood, soul, and divinity, it is through this that he heals us each and every day that we approach him and makes us whole. I remember a story of a new convert to the faith who, a few months after being received into the church at Easter, had lost some of his initial joy and was starting to become a little curmudgeonly. One day at breakfast, his wife stopped him, looked him square in the eyes, and said, "Listen, I don't know anything about this new faith of yours, but you're being a jerk." And so later that day, he went, found a priest, went to confession, went back home. He hadn't told his wife anything about where he'd gone or anything like that, but shortly after dinner, she said to him, "You know, I don't know what you did, but you're a lot happier. You're a lot nicer now." The reason I tell this story is because that the sacraments are there to really help us as much as possible to live the life of faith that Christ calls us to really embody the happiness and the joy that Christ exuded to everyone that he met. Except the Pharisees. And so don't be afraid to take advantage of all of the sacraments that Christ offers us, because it's through the sacraments that he heals us. It's through the sacraments that he enlivens us, gives us that joy, makes us whole and cleanses us. And it's through the sacraments, my brothers and sisters, that we're drawn ever closer to him time and time again. And not just to him, but to each other.